Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be 1927 recordings by the Gufus Five. The Gufus Five was a band within the band. The big band was the California Ramblers, and occasionally small contingents of members of the California Ramblers would get together and record under a variety of names. The Little Ramblers, and as I said, the Gufus Five is the group that I want to emphasize today. Specifically, what I had in mind was to use what Mainspring does occasionally, which is correct discographical information. And if you go to the 78records.wordpress.com website, you will find, among other things, corrections to discographical information, and the one that I want to use today to provide the discographies for the recordings that I'm going to play is entitled Discographic Update, Corrected Personnel for the 1927 OK Gufus 5 Sessions from Ed Kirkaby's Payroll Book. And the introduction to the correct discography reads as follows. We continue with our corrections to the undocumented and thus often very incorrect personnel listings in Johnson and Shirley's American Dance Bands on films and records, successor to Brian Rost's American Dance Band discography. The following listings, taken from Ed Kirkaby's payroll books, correct ADBFR's speculative personnel for the 1927 Gufus 5 sessions at OK's New York studio. Let's get started with the music. The first recording I want to play is from February 8, 1927. It's Farewell Blues. And the trumpet is Roy Johnston. In the original edition, Chelsea Quilly was included, but now the revised version tells us it's Roy Johnston. On trombone, Ivan Johnston. Reeds, Bobby Davis and Adrian Rollini. Piano, Jack Rossin. And banjo, Tommy Fellini. I will follow that with another recording from the same date with the same personnel, and it's one jazz standard, I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. Just a couple of comments. In Farewell Blues, Adrian Rollini plays a lovely solo, and I like very much the cola that is used there. And I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate, Bobby Davis, and Aaron Rollini have very tasteful solos. And again, there is a very interesting coda. So here are the Goofus 5, February 8, 1927.
Thank you.
We now move to April 14, 1927, and two selections from that particular recording session now, and the next two selections in the next set that I'm going to be playing later. So first, then we'll have Muddy Water, and then the Wang Wang Blues. Trumpet player is Chelsea Quilly. There's no trombone listed. The reeds are Sam Ruby, Bobby Davis, and Adrian Rollini. Piano is Jack Rusin. And on guitar, we have Tommy Fellini. Herb Whale is the percussionist. In Muddy Waters, we have a solo by Bobby Davis, followed by one by Adrian Rollini, and again Bobby Davis comes back. And here we have Adrian Rollini, in addition to his bass saxophone, is playing the goofus. Wang Wang Blues has a bunch of very interesting Adrian Rollini breaks and a Bobby Davis solo. And then there is again Adrian Rollini on goofus. So let's listen then to Muddy Water, Wang Wang Blues, the Goofus 5, April 14, 1927.
Sexy moonlight, Swanish shore, and homebound just once more.
Thank you.
The other two numbers that were recording on April 14, 1927 by the Goofus Five were the Whisper Song and Arkansas Blues. I gave the members of the group for these two numbers, and just let me add that the Whisper Song has some pretty silly words, and Arkansas Blues has a solo by Bobby Davis, and Adrian Rollini again plays his Goofus. So here are the Goofus 5, April 14, 1927.
Butterflies make butter all day through. But when the pussy willow whispers to the catnip, I'll whisper sweet whispers to you. Thank you.
We now move to June 15, 1927. There were three numbers recorded at that session. I will play now the first two, and in the next set, the third one. First, we have Lazy Weather, and then Vodo Dodio Blues. Trumpet is Chelsea Quilly, trombone Tommy Dorsey, reeds Bobby Davis, Sam Ruby, and Adrian Rollini. The pianist is Jack Rusin. The banjoist is Tommy Fellini, and the percussionist is Herb Whale. The vocal here is by Ed Kirkby. So let's listen then to two numbers from the June 15, 1927 by the Gufus Five, Lazy Weather and Vodo Dodio Blues. Thank you. third number, recorded at the June 15, 1927 session by the Goofus Five, was Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling. Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Bobby Davis, Sam Ruby and Adrian Rollini on reeds, Jack Rossin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Herb Whale on drums. Next, I will play the August 10th, 1927 recording of Clementine with Chelsea Quilly on trumpet. No trombone listed. The reeds are Bobby Davis, Sam Ruby and Adrian Rollini, piano Jack Rossin, banjo Tommy Fellini, and percussion Herb Whale. So let's listen then to Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling, June 15, 1927, and Clementine, August 10, 1927.
There in that cozy old chair, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? And every little kiss does you so much good. You're so full of bliss, you just feel like knocking wood. And when you naturally guess that she's gonna say yes, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? Thank you.
from New Orleans. She's only 17, but what a queen, oh my. She has two flashing eyes, they surely can hypnotize. And when she rolls them, pal, just kiss your gal goodbye. And oh, 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 when she starts dancing, she plays a mean castanet, you won't forget, I mean. She kissed a boy named James, his rubber collar burst into flames. That gal called Clementine from New Orleans.
Here are the last two recordings of today's program. These are from November 3rd, 1927. First, Blue Baby, Why Are You Blue? And then, Is She My Girlfriend? We have Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Al Filburn on trombone, Pete Pumiglio and Spencer Clark on reeds, Jack Rosin is the pianist, Tommy Fellini the banjoist, and Herb Whale the drummer. You notice that this being November 3rd, 1927, Bobby Davis and Adrian Rollini are not there. I'm not quite sure whether they had left the U.S. by then to go to England and join Fred Elizalde, or they were in the process of doing that, and therefore maybe they were not recording. But the fact is that Pete Pumiglio and Spencer Clark were replacing Bobby Davis and Adrian Rollini. So here are the Goofus 5, November 3rd, 1927. First, Blue Baby, Why Are You Blue? Then, Is She My Girlfriend?
Find you'll cover no ground wearing a frown, although you unexpected. Come do the unexpected blues, baby. Smile away all your blues.
Come to the end of today's program with the Gufus 5 and the revised discography given by the Mainspring website. The California Ramblers were a tremendous outfit, and the bands within the band were also terrific. They play more jazz than the bigger band, the California Ramblers, which were more of a dance band type music. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.